As a songwriter, I've had a knack for somehow transferring my own life experience or my own observations or quote-unquote perceptions into song that have this ripple effect that actually transforms over the whole world. I mean, I've seen this firsthand in my travels. I mean, my last tour in Bon Jovi was 18 and a half months in 52 countries. And I've been doing this for the past 30 years. And what I've seen is that music has been the most evocative, transformative, and maybe most connective language in the universe, in humanity, because a song that I sit there and write in my bedroom or in a hotel room or something like that, all of a sudden reverberates around the whole planet. And I mean, it's happened to me. I mean, I've seen this happen. And Dylan was one of those guys that wrote songs, and it was in this specific time frame. And he really attached himself to that specific time period. But the songs still today resonate inside people, resonate to the world in a political sense, and just a human sense. And so it made me want to tell stories with my lyrics and write songs. So I think any songwriter would be remiss to say they weren't trying to be like Bob Dylan. So today I feel like Tangled Up in Blue.
Right. It's Richie Sambora choosing the tracks of his years, and it's The Clash next, and London Calling.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in a band in New York, probably, I guess it was like 76. And I was playing clubs like CBGB's and Great Gildersleeves and, you know, going to Max's Kansas City. And I would see Sid Vicious and Nancy in the clubs that I would go to and stuff like that. And I was in a band called the Screamin' Memes. So there was a period of time where the punk thing was like really hitting me hard, and the Sex Pistols and obviously the Clash. Just the energy and the anarchy of that specific time. And I really enjoyed getting out there and just moshing, so to speak, you know. And I was of the age of moshing, I think, at that point in time. I was probably about 19 years old, I guess, at that point. And playing in a band called the Screamin' Memes, I was screaming and I was a meme. And I love the song by The Clash. Here's London Calling.